This is Inside Agriculture. Well, I'm going to continue my interview with the president of the National Pork Board, David Newman. Are you happy with how things got corrected with the supply chain issues that we had last year? I think it was an important issue that a lot of folks had to learn about, that maybe things were too restrictive on how many companies were actually processing. And now we're hopefully seeing some other markets and some other individuals growing to basically make more processors out there.
That restriction that we saw was, it really took an extraordinary set of circumstances to make that happen. So I'm happy with how quickly we were able to resolve it. I mean, as a pork producer, as a livestock farmer in general, I mean, it was a heart-wrenching time while we had so many animals backed up in the system. And things could have went tremendously worse than they did. So I'm proud of the efforts of not only Pork Board staff, but these plants. I'm proud of, you know, the government response that was done by states and state associations. I mean, this was really the rally cry of an industry. And you saw everybody come together, deal with the situation we had to deal with at the time, and help all these processors get back on their feet. And yeah, now you're seeing an emergence of not only expanded operations from existing processors, but, you know, small and medium processors. That is on the rise. The number of plants applying for FSIS inspection, for example, is on an increase. And a lot of that was part of the CARES Act, for example. But you're going to see a lot of processing opportunities, big, medium, and small, moving forward as a result of this pandemic.
Some of the recent money that got allocated, and I got to make sure that this actually made it through for the coronavirus aid, was there money finally given for the growers that had to depopulate, especially like in the hog industry where they ran into that crunch last year?
Right. The government is still working on that, Eric, in terms of some type of indemnity on those animals. There is some wording in there in terms of this new program that's coming out, but they're still yet to finalize the payments for the hogs that were had to be, you know, taken care of during that time.
Let's talk about your operation. I know that you and your family have quite a hog operation, and you got crunched a bit too last spring and summer. Did things rebound for you for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we had a good rest of the year. You know, in our business, we own a meat business as well associated with our farming operation. And so the challenge for us was similar to what it was for many other people around the country. We took a switch from being mostly food service oriented in the restaurant business to being mostly retail oriented in the, you know, online space, mailing at home, those type of things. And we've created some new programs and new opportunities to move products through online sales. And that's going to be our push moving into 2021. I mean, knowing that right now, the situation has not changed drastically in terms of what's going on with COVID-19. So this at-home marketing, you know, is really a critical piece of the pie in our operation, I think, moving forward.
ASF, a huge deal, huge concern globally, has not gotten into the U.S. as far as I'm aware of. And that's always something that your organization and others are going to try and be proactive about. But where is that at right now? Because it's obviously slipped off the front page of the newspapers and actually probably not in the newspapers right now.
That's a good point. So what I would say to that is this is one of the things I'm the most proud about the organization that we have at the National Pork Board. And while we were dealing with a global pandemic and an unusual set of circumstances that put our producers and our entire processing system into a bit of a quandary, at the same time, we were still dealing with the everyday battles that producers deal with. And African swine fever is still threat number one to U.S. pork producers and to, quite honestly, hundreds of millions of, if not more, people around the world on food availability. So there is no African swine fever in the Western Hemisphere, thank God. This is where we still stand today. China is still rebounding out of the ASF issue that they're in. They are expanding their sow operations and their, and, but at the same time, they haven't cleaned up ASF there in its entirety. Of course, the current state of the situation that has been probably the most problematic is ASF in Germany. So the European Union, huge production systems. And when we talk about Germany and Spain in particular, you got two major, major pork producing countries there. Germany is still limited. They do not have ASF in their commercial swine herd, but they're continuing to find positive ASF cases in the feral swine herd. Now, the saving grace to that is that that's mostly occurring in southeast Germany. And most of the major pork production is taking place up in northwestern Germany.
Again, that was David Newman, the president of the National Pork Board. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.